Welcome, friends, to the podcast where practical mindful tools and heartfelt insights help you create the life you want. Welcome, friend, to another episode. I'm Connie, and I'm so glad that you are here with me. We all want a calmer, slower paced, more peaceful life, but we really struggle with knowing how to go about getting this peaceful, calmer life. So if you feel like you are constantly rushing through meals, rushing through the day, rushing from one activity to another, and then you kind of feel like you're just on this really fast treadmill all the time, this episode is for you. I'm going to be talking about ways that we can slow down, ways that we can become more calm in our everyday life. Many times we search for calm, simple lives, when actually it's not something that we need to find. Rather, something that is uncovered, usually by quitting the things that are bringing more chaos into our lives. It takes courage to say no. It takes wisdom to slow down. Quit racing through life. It sounds so simple, but yet it feels unattainable. When we are continually rushing through every aspect of our day, we rush through our morning, we rush through our meals, we rush from this activity to that activity. We really rob ourselves of peace and tranquility. And when we slow down, what we gain is tremendous. When we slow down, we actually can see, recognize, and appreciate the beauty in the world. The way the sunlight comes in through your kitchen window, the perfect song that comes on the radio right at the right minute of the day. When we slow down, we can appreciate the beauty in the faces of the people that we love, or a kind gesture that a stranger gave us. When we slow down, we capture these little moments in life that we miss when we rush. It is in the slowing down and becoming aware by just pausing a little bit that actually makes our lives feel much fuller. Quit seeking perfection. I'm going to share a secret with you. There's no such thing as perfect. There is no perfect diet, no perfect weight, no perfect outfit, no perfect person, no perfect lifestyle. When we hold ourselves to a standard that is unrealistic, like being perfect, it makes us feel like we're always lacking. We're falling short in usually several areas of our life. I have fallen victim for this so many times throughout my life, and it always makes me feel bad. When I let go of this idea of always trying to achieve perfection in something, what I found was contentment. I found that I actually liked myself just as I was. What would your life look like if you let go of this very unrealistic expectation that you have to be perfect in some way? How would you feel about yourself? How would you feel about the life you're living right now? Comparison is the thief of joy. Quit comparing yourself to others. Comparing ourselves to others will steal your happiness probably quicker than anything else will. And in this day and age when there's so much social media around us all the time, it is too easy to feel like other people have it better, easier, they have more money, they're prettier, and it doesn't make us feel good. It robs us of our joy, our contentment, and our peace. It makes us feel like we're always behind. And if we're always behind, then we tend to push harder for more because we feel like we're not doing enough or that we aren't enough in some way. There is freedom when we stop comparing ourselves to others, because then we actually can appreciate all of our qualities. We can value our journey just as it is and our uniqueness. We aren't always holding up a mirror and saying, well, they are doing this and I am not doing that. Instead, we just are grounded and more centered in who we are right now, today. Quit seeking validation. This also goes hand in hand with comparing ourselves. I used to seek validation quite a bit in my younger years. I think it started probably in junior high because I just wanted to fit in. I wanted to be accepted and I wanted to be in the, you know, the cool group and wear the right outfit. And in that, I really lost who I was. When we seek the validation from other people, we are allowing them to dictate who we are. We no longer listen to ourselves, and we become very insecure. A lot of times we can fall into a lifestyle, maybe even a career, that is not well suited for us because we are constantly seeking validation from others. In the seeking validation from others, there is no calm. There is no peace. And life does not move slowly for us because we begin to feel like we're in a race for approval. When we stop seeking validation, some great things happen. We become more authentically ourselves. We like who we are. We feel more confident in our decisions, and our decisions are coming from a place of peace instead of fear. You discover the right people and the right situations and the right lifestyle that works for you. This builds self-confidence and self-assurance. We stop chasing approval, and instead we can stand firm on who we are. Quit buying into the more mentality. I think we all feel this way, especially in the recent decades where we buy into this idea that we need more. More stuff, more money, more, more, more. And when we are always looking outside of ourselves for this more, we rob ourselves of the peace of today. This idea of always wanting more usually brings on anxiety. We buy more than what we actually need or use, which makes clutter in our home. And that definitely robs us of our peace and tranquility and a calm life. When you stop chasing the idea of more, some great things begin to happen. Ironically, you shop less and you start living. You appreciate what you have. So your sense of gratitude really expands and gets bigger. You realize that simplicity is not lack or scarcity, but it's freedom. When we stop chasing more, we actually start to feel a lot lighter, more carefree, and more abundant, because we recognize that we have enough. Quit saying yes to everything. How many times do you say yes to something when in the back of your mind, something is screaming to you, no, don't do it. And it goes against what you truly want to do or your nature. It's not aligned. And when we do this, it is a form of people pleasing, other people pleasing. Maybe we feel like we won't be accepted, or that we're letting people down, or you feel this pressure at work that if we don't do it, you know, we'll be looked over at the next promotion or raise. But when we continually say yes, our schedules become very complicated and overwhelming. I think this is one of the root causes of why we feel so overtaxed, why life feels just too much sometimes, and we feel like we are just racing from one thing to another. When we actually stop saying yes to everything, it creates a lot of space for the things that truly matter to us. It creates space in our calendar so that we can find stillness within ourselves, so we can tune in. It creates space so that we can enjoy the little moments in life because we aren't so busy, we aren't so frantic. When we stop saying yes to everything, it allows us to protect our peace and fill our bucket, because we cannot give the best version of ourselves if we are completely spent. Quit multitasking your life away. I know that it is so tempting to try to do multiple things all at once, because we feel like there's not enough time in the day. But when we actually focus on one thing at a time, that one thing becomes a little bit magical, because we are then present. We're present in the now with the one thing. When we stop trying to juggle multiple things, our stress levels decrease. When we are fully present with the people that we love, our relationships deepen. Multitasking, I think, has become a thing in our society that becomes a little bit of a habit, where then if we aren't multitasking, we feel like we're going really slow. But I think that's what we need. We need to slow down. We need to enjoy the simple pleasures of cooking a good meal or enjoying a cup of coffee with a friend for an hour instead of just rushing through everything all of the time. Remember that productivity and peace are not the same thing. You don't need to do more. Maybe it's time you do a little bit less and just fall in love with the simple process of where you're at right now. Quit neglecting yourself. This is, I think, the hardest one for women to do, because we always put ourselves very last for some reason. But maybe it's time that you reconnect with who you are beyond your responsibilities and obligations and roles. Maybe it's time to reconnect with the things that bring you joy, pick up a new hobby, or learn something new. Maybe it's time to stop resenting the energy you give other people and make yourself a priority. Rediscover the things that kind of light you up and fill your emotional bucket. So, my friend, maybe this is the season for quitting. Not quitting life, but quitting the things that are keeping you from living the life you want. It's time to quit rushing, quit proving yourself to others, quit comparing yourself, quit multitasking. Maybe it's time for a calmer, slower life, because you deserve that. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really appreciate you. Have a beautiful day, my friend. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with a friend. You can hear more from me on my website, ConnieReet.com, and social media at ConnieReet. See you next time.